Last Sunday, the church celebrated Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, the day upon which the Holy Spirit visibly came upon the apostles and those who trusted in Jesus Christ. The work of the Holy Spirit is to call people to faith in Jesus as their Redeemer from sin, death, and the power of the devil. In order to accomplish his work, the Holy Spirit has provided the church with both the written Word of God, which is the Bible, and the sacraments. The second chapter of Acts tells us how the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles with the sound of the wind, the tongues of fire adorned their heads. St. Luke, the author of the book, recounted how the disciples proclaimed the good news of salvation by God's rich love and mercy for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Speaking in known languages, Peter and the rest of Jesus' followers brought the gospel to all people. About 2,200 years before the birth of Jesus, after Noah's flood, God commanded Noah and his descendants, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." Yet rather than dispersing to receive God's blessings from the fruits of the earth, for the next 100 years the people remained in one larger tribe. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words, and as the people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and entered there. This week we will look at the rebellion of the flood survivors and God's method to cause mankind to fulfill the task of filling the earth. We will also see how the Holy Spirit brings one message of hope to all people. May our Lord richly bless you with the good news of his great love. Amen.